on the bottom of Chesamid Beis. Tani Chatsi Shminish Tavernis Hayishana Omra Yochanan Hadein Didonu. The old measure, which was a half a shminis in Tveria, was the measure that they used to figure out a revius. And what it says, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hadein Didon, it's the same measure we have. Why is it called, right? The Lama Kari Le'atika, why is it called the old one? So there's a different yourselves here, but basically what the Gros says, and that's what the Takman Chadatin says, is when bin gain to have a biyomai, is the amri to have a zira of a rab, so is the amri da zira velo a zira kamo da habis. That the shear wasn't exactly the same today. It became, in the end, it got bigger than smaller again, or it got smaller but not as small as the original. So even though ultimately the midah was the same as the old one, but since it fluctuated, it went on the old one to give a standard size. See the Takum Chalitin. The Lama Karli Atika Me'achas Shezokra Shemadado BeBiyomav. That's the one they use in their time. So why was it called the old one? Hachi Garsinen Min Begin Kama Dahavi V'Hainu Atika Kamo Shehoisa Kodem Katna. It was in the beginning. In other words, it changed, then it went changed back. So in order to say something that was standard, it said the old one before it changed. Om Rabbi Yochanan, and this is how the Gros says this, Rabbi Yochanan comes after this. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Chahadodi Don, V'hachi Amrin B'Bavli Shom. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Timyesa Kadmesa, Dehavis Betveria, Havis Yisera Aldo Riva, Uvo Mishan Revi Shal Pesach. This measure that originally wasn't Tveria was a quarter more than the one that we have now, and that's how they were Mishayah Revius. And that's what's it called. And the one they had now was a quarter less, and the Nela, what's it called, then after that it got more again. So when he made the reference, he made the reference to the original one, the old one. Okay. Kama hu shir shokos. How much is the shear, if you want to figure it out, in cubic etzbos? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, Rabbi Yossi bar Beboy, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, etzboim l'etzboim, two etzbos, by two etzbos, arum etzbo mechzo u'shlish etzba, and by one etzba, and a half of etzba, and a third of an etzba. Which, if you figure out, is what's it called? Half an etzba is 3/6, and a shlish an etzba is 2/6, so it's 5/6. One and 5/6, so it's 2 by 2 by 1 by 5/6. The Maisa in the Bavli, we had in Pesachim, the shear was a different shear. The shear was 2 by 2 by 2 and 7/10, and here it's 2 by 2 times 1 and 5/6, which is almost a whole etzba difference. So they say that either that we're talking about two different shiurim of etzbaos. There was an etzba tzipori and an etzba what's it called midbari, or that what's it called, one was talking about a circular coast and with an inscribed square, and one was talking about a circular coast without an inscribed square. One was talking about a cube or a square inscribed in the thing. The mice in the end comes out to the same shear. The best way of saying is that the etzbos were different between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Okay. Rabbanan de Kesri, Rabbi Yossi bar Beboy, B'shem Shmuel, Asya de Reb Nosson, Kerb Shimon. Reb Nosson, no, Tony, Yavish Kazayas de Reb Nosson. If you have a dry measure, a dry measure is a kezias, and a kezias is the same as a revius. When a revius congeals and dries out, it becomes a kezias. Okay, which means the revius is bigger than a kezias because it has all that liquid. When it dries out and congeals, it becomes a kezias. So Rabbana de Kesi, Rabbi Yossi bar Bebi, B'shem Shmuel, Asher, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nosson holds a Rabbi Shimon. Kamada Rabbi Shimon Omar, like Rabbi Shimon said, revius. Right, that the shear is revius. Kain om Reb Nosson be revius. L'kashi yikra shvehebo kezayis. The shear of a revius is that when it congeals and it dries out, you're left with a kezayis. Rab Shimon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Maisa b'pirdas Rabbi. Rabbi had a mule that died, Shemesa. The tiara was Dama Mishum Nevela, and they were Matayar, the dam, that it was not Matami Tumas Nevelas. The dam was not Matami. The Shaul Rabbi Lezer Shab Simon Ad Kama. And Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Simon, right, does that mean that dam of a Nevelas Bechlal not Matami, even if it would have been an ocean of dam? But dam of Nevelas is not considered like a Nevela, and therefore it's not Matami? Or no? It was because it was less than a shear to be Matami, right? Below Ashkech Bay, he didn't answer him. The Shaul Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Vomerle. So he asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he said to him, Ad Revius Tohar, Yosrevius Tami. No, it's not that the dam of a Nevela is not Matami. It's considered Nevela, and it is Matami, but you need a shear. So Tila Revius is Tohar, and from Revius and on is Tami, because the Revius translates into a Kazayas. Uboash Lerbelazar, Aldalochazar Le Rab Simon. Rebelazar was upset that Rab Simon didn't answer him to begin with. Now he sees the tachet was, you needed to be explained. It wasn't so pashut. Rab Simon Shmuasa. So he didn't answer his when he asked him the question. Rabbeinu Havi Yosef, Masne Hadein Uvda. Right? So Rabbeinu was there, and he said over this maisa, Omerle Rab Yitzchok bar Bishna, Bar Kahana ad Revius Tohar, Yosemi Kane Tommy Kan Tommy. Up to Revius is Tohar, more than Revius is Tommy. Not only didn't answer him, he treated him disrespectfully. Omer le Rab Zika, begin to shoylach at Boitbe, because he has to kashayla, you have to, treat him disrespectfully. He kicked him. He didn't actually kick him. It means he answered him rudely. Omer le, begin to lohavis daiti be Boitbe. No, don't blame me. I wasn't feeling good today. I'm not the Yishuv Hadas. See one second why. Well, let's see the Takum Chad until here. Shurin shall coast from these such bows. What's the shear of a coast, not in liquid measure, but in cubic dry measure? Tani Yavesh, Yain Korush, Bekazayas. Wine that solidified is a Kazayas. Because if it has a kazayas when it's solid, that means that it was liquid, had a revius. The Talmud Chaim learns, like Rashi does in Shabbos, that even though normally you only need a quarter, because you add water, but when it's hard, there's nothing to add, so you need a full revius of the shear, not a quarter of a revius, which you could add water to. Asid Rav Nosson ke second, we have Kerub Shimon. Who is there? Rabbi Yossi. No, Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. No. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. Right. Where? Oh, okay. V'ha b'raisa muva v'avli b'shabes Rab Nosson Rab Rossi Rab Yehuda Amru Dover Echad the Tani Hossam Dam Nevela B'shamei Metarin the Eino Kibasa L'tamei K'Nevela B'kazayis Lo Toris Mashkin B'shamei holds the Dam of Nevela is not Ochel and it's not a Mashka and therefore it's not Metamei. It's not part of the Nevela. Nevela is Metamei. This is not Metamei. B'shil Metamei. B'shil says the Dam itself is Tamei. Omer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Avkashi Timu Beisela Lo Timu Ela Bedam Sheyesh Bo Revius. It's only Tamei if it has a Revius. Hoel V'yachol Likro Shalam Kazayis, because Revius, if you solidify it, it'll become a Kazayis. Shehu Shear Nevela Tamei Yoda. That's the shear of regular meat of a behemoth to Matamei, has to have a Kazayis. Less than a Kazayis is not Matamei. V'hainu Omru Dover Echot Shebe Kazayis Hayovish Kishini Muach Havi Revius Amak Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Mesukma. The Tiro is Dhamma, they had this mule that died, and they were tire the dam. Omer lost stam. And they said it's stam, it's tar. Im ad revius, after revius. They didn't say, but they didn't say whether it's dafka till revius, or even more than revius, they just said it's tar. The shawl, ad kamba v'lo ashkechbeh, v'lo yeshiva klum. So he asked and didn't answer it. Ad revius tar. And then he asked, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he told him that it's only till revius it's tar. Ad Raviyas Tor, Kerb Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. V'hasam lohayi Raviyas, v'tiro, that's the time. U'bo'esh Rabbi Lazar, Hisraim Rabbi Lazar, ashalau heishiv Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Lazar complained that Rabbi Simon didn't answer him when he asked him to begin with. Hadein Umta, Stam Shatiro is Dama. So, who was saying this over? Rabbi Boy was saying this over. They were tired at Stam. Kamosha Sipra Rabbi Simon. And then he explained that it was till Revius, Ad Revius Tahar. Shaal also in Cain Hadin. So he asked him if that was the halacha. Uboyte. Dachu. He pushed him away. Shalo Ratzel Hashiv. He didn't answer it. Shalo Noag Bo Kavod. He didn't deal with him respectfully. Kimo Ubiyek, the Bebrachas Perigbez. Okay, same thing over there. Ubiyek means he pushed him away rudely. The Shaalach said, just going to ask you a question, that's why you should push me away. You should have asked, I show Kenyan, I asked a good kasha. And for that, you pushed me away. Mashma, if you didn't ask a good kasha, you should have pushed him away. He says, Lo havas daiti bish, lo haya daiti miyushevas. I didn't have Yishuv Hadas. Now the Gemara says, why not? Why? Because the Gemara says, Omer Rab Chanan, lo hayu chayechot tluim lecha mineged. This is all psukim in the Tochacha. It says a person's life will be hanging in the balance. In other words, he's not going to have any yishuv hadas. He's not going to feel secure. He's always going to be worried. Why? That's a person who buys wheat for a year, doesn't have his own field, buys wheat for a year, and then he's afraid what's going to be next year. So for this year, he's pretty secure, but he's already worrying what's going to be. Maybe I won't have any money to buy tefuah next year, and I don't grow it, so I won't have any tefuah. So that already is a small amount of insecurity, because you have for a year. You'll be afraid night and day. That's a higher insecurity. That's a person who buys. You see the talking chavitin. He doesn't have land to grow food. That he doesn't have, that if he has emunah and he plans, then the Rabban Shalom will give him rain and he'll have food. So he doesn't have anything to be talking on. When he buys his supply of food for a year, he doesn't know if they'll have anything to buy or if it will be any wheat, because it doesn't depend on his tzidkus. It depends on somebody else. So he doesn't know if there'll be wheat to buy and if he'll have anything to buy it with. So he's insecure. But that's a small amount of insecurity. The bigger insecurity is where you're afraid day and night. Min asidki, ma'at ma'at, mi'amokher tvua. He buys it not for a whole year, but he buys it little by little. Then he's worried every day whether he'll have enough money the next day to buy. Dilma de ozli yizdabin. Maybe there won't be anything to sell. There won't be anything to buy. The gam hayoker havayai, they mafkia shor, maybe it'll be too expensive, he won't have enough money to buy it. Yom yom, upachat shalo laila v'yom, shalo yelo al sudos of haragilim b'erev aboker. He's afraid every day, maybe he won't have enough for a morning and evening meal. V'lo samin b'chayecho, even the worst madrega, and you won't even believe in your life, you won't have any security. Zalo kech min apalter. That's somebody who buys from the baker on a daily basis. So he b'chlal never has any security. And therefore sometimes he doesn't have bread. They ran out of bread. The bread's too expensive. There wasn't any wheat. There's so many sfeikas, and he buys every day. Sometimes he just b'chlal doesn't have anything to eat. And he said, I rely on the baker. I can't afford to buy for a year or for an extended amount of time. I buy every day bakery bread, and therefore my das was not meyushev. Right, Lamaisa, by us, we're not, what's it called, it doesn't affect you. Shiva said that that if you're in a what's it called, in a bright light, and you go into the house, you're blinded. But if you're in a cellar and you go into the house, you're not blinded, you can see me very nicely. So these people always had Yishuv Hadas, they could think clearly. If any little thing upset them, they didn't daven. If they came in from a trip, they didn't daven for 3 days. If it was a cloudy day, they didn't daven. Because they were so attuned, everything was so exact, that if their mind was off a little bit, they couldn't function. Right? When you have something that's very precise, any little thing pushes it off. Right? You have a scale that can measure you know, the smallest amount, so a little thing pushes it off. You have a scale that you need pounds to, right, or a kilo to make a difference, and nothing pushes it off. Umau kidon, so what's the halacha? Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Psora al dam nevela shu tar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Psora was made on dam nevela, it's tar. Mahu tar, so with the chorat mashma, that is never, like Bishama, that's never matami. Not just that it's not matami if you don't have a revius, which translates into a kazayas. Where it says, no, tar melahaksh, avalatamos matami. No, that would be like Bishama. What he meant to say is it's like Beisilah. It is metame, but it's not machsha. Dam nevela, even though it's metame, if you have a revius or a kazayis, but it's not machsha. If it falls on something, right, on food, that never had any of the seven liquids fall on it, that dam is not the kind of dam that's machsha, that thing can mekabel tuma. In order for something, food, to mekabel tuma, it has to come in contact first with one of the seven mashkim. One of them is dam, but not dam nevela. Dam nevela is not maksha. Okay, see the... The anosa nichno apalter, they have ain't daitim yosheves. Mao kedain, ma have yalo, right? Yosim revius tome, ukrab yosim rehuda, uaf yosim revius tar. What's halacha? Is dam nevela tome or not? More than a revius. Hey, Rabbi Shuv and Besorish, you tar. Mashma the Gamre tar. Mashma that is totally tar. Af Yosim Revius. The Dachi in the Gemara says, no, that's not that what he meant. That would be according to Bishama. The Dachi, ma tar, melahakshir. It's tar that it's not makshir other things. The Lagamre tar, sheno makshir. The Ainbo tar is mashka. It's not called a mashka. Af the Tamei, metame Yosim Revius. But to be make other things Tamei, it is, if it's more than Revius. Kishir Nevela, because I is Kidleo. Because revius translates into this kazayas, and it's just like the meat of a nevela, it's matami with kazayas. Tamon taninan, dam hasheretz kibisaro, matame veno machsha. Dam of a sheretz is just like the flesh of a sheretz. It's matame, just like the flesh, but it's not machsha, because it's not considered a mashka. It's considered like flesh. The ein lanu kiyotzebo, right? There's nothing else like that. According to this, there is something else like it. There's a nevela. Dam of nevela is metame, but it's not machshir. So why is it over here that what's it called? Why, how can you explain Rabbi Yeshua ben Psora that he meant that it's metame but not machshir? If we have this brayson that says that dam sheretz is what's it called is metame but not machshir, and there's nothing else like it. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Psora, dam nevela is just like it. The sheer tumaso shadama metame kibsoro. So the Gemara answers, you know, it's not mashma like that, but that's how they learn here. That no, what it means is nothing else like it in the sheer. The sheer of tuma of a sheretz is not a kazayas or a revius. It's kadosha. It's like a lentil, because a sheretz starts off the size of a lentil, so memela is metame as a lentil. And there's nothing else like it that has such a small shear. That's what the Gemara means. See? Tamon taninon, the machshirin perigvav, it's a mission in machshirin, metame veno machshir veno larik yotzebo, machshirin damrinin kishen machshir veno metame, medomer tor, and came mucha kagami tor, up metame. The only thing that's metame but not machshir is dam sheret. Machshir dam nevela is not metame either. I don't have anything else that has this thing. Where it says Dilma l'shir tumaso. It's not the gears that we have, but that's what we learn. Shadam hasheretz metame bechadosha kibasra sheretz. Masha'en king dam nevela eno kibasra nevela bekezayis ala brevius. Of a brevius alkoponi metame afagavino masha. There's nothing like a sheretz which is metame bechadosha, both the dam and the basra. But a nevela is not metame with the same shear. The buster is metame bekazayas, and the dam is metame berevius.
Okay.
Yeah, but it means even when it's what's it called dafke berevius, not when it's korush. In other words, you need the full revius. Not that if it dried out, a kazayas wouldn't be enough. You'd need the same volume as an original revius. You have to add the liquid that dried out. Okay, let's go on. Rav Yossi, pligi batrein amurai. The ma'aseh this is machlokas amurai. Chad amar tamei v'chad amar tahor. One said that dam nevela is tamei, and one said it's tahor. Man domer tamei k'Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says that it's tamei, I'll say k'Rabbi Yehuda. Man domer tahor k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Besorah. The one who said tahor, ma'aseh comes out in the end that Rabbi Yehuda ben Besorah ma'aseh held it was tahor completely. Omer le Rav Avdumi de min Nechusa the Yeus Rav Yehuda Moraina de Venusio, and Rav Yehuda is right because he was the posek in the Nasi's house. So if he said that it's what's it called Tameh, then the halacha is like that. Mander Tomek Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda who the Omer Bereish Perakei the Idias the Dam Nevela Beishil Matamin. Who can parish Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? The Dafka Revius. Can I mean Bavli Menachas? Right? Rabbi Shil said it's Tomei, but it's Tomei only if you have a Revius. Man the Omer Tahar, Ke Rabbi Yeshua bin Psor. The Svar Lake Tahar Legamri, Afyosim Revius. He holds Dam the Veil is not Basar, and it's not Mashke, it's nothing, and therefore it's not Matami at all. Kiramim Bavli Sham, the Hate Rabbi Yeshua bin Psorah, show you all the regard of Holkamad Karkumusayim, but Dam the Veil is Salomrul and Dover. They used to come all in Leah Larega, walk through pools of blood of Nevelas, and nobody said a word to them. They didn't become Tommy. The Yeus, Mad Omer Tommy Krab Yehuda, and the Halachas talk like that. That's right, what he said, that's Tommy. Krab Yehuda, Mora Hora, the base Nasi Havi. The Chain Pirdas, the base Rebbe Havi, Bahora, Kshemai say, the Pachos Mirvius Havi, Shamal Chain Tiarua. The same thing happened when Rebbe's mule died, he was matired only because it wasn't a shear. It was less than a revius. Had it been more than a revius, he would have been matamid. Okay. Shemi Yoani, the Mishnah ends off that a person can't go in and be suspected that he stole money from the Lishka, so he doesn't go in with pockets and with hems and whatever. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Kavetz lo Yitro, Bipnei Achshad. Some learn kavetz means what's it called? The Rav says is a guy with extra long hair. He could put the money in his hair. So you can't have a guy with long hair go in, and they bring a riot from here that even Israel can be torahing the lishka because a kohen is not allowed to go into the azara with long hair b'chlal. But Israel can, except he can't go in because of the fact he may put the money in his head. The Rambam says kavetz is with a beis. A guy who is overly interested in money, everybody knows he's a money grubber, he can't be toting the lishka because he'll be choshedim. Mipnei achshad, Tani hagizbarim hayu lefaspesim bekilkin. They used to go after the guy went in to take out the lishka. They used to go and take his cloak apart to separate the threads to show that he didn't hide any money in it. They talked to him constantly from the time he went in till the time he came out. Why? To see that, to make sure that nobody was kosher that he put money in his mouth. Right? So Mar says, why don't you fill his mouth with water so he couldn't put anything in it? Why do you have to speak to him the whole time when he should be talking? Put water in his mouth so if he came, had any money in it, the water would fall out. Omer Tachum of Ne'a Bracha. No, because he had to make a bracha when he was touring the lishka, out through Masalishka, right? And he couldn't make the bracha with water in his mouth, so therefore they talked to him, and when they had to make the bracha, he made the bracha, and he was talking, so he couldn't put anything in his mouth, and then when he stopped making the bracha, they started talking to him again. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rav Yonason, the Torah Nevi'im Meksuvim, Matzal Shalom Tzorek Latsu Yabriyos. We find from Torah Nevi'im Meksuvim that a person has to be clean, not only in front of Hashem, but that people shouldn't suspect him either. Just like you have to be clean in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, right? You have to be clean in the eyes of people. The Torah Menayim, where do we find the Torah? The Sivi, the Kim Hashem Yisrael. By B'nai God and Ruvain, Moshe said, even though your intentions may be fine, you're not cowards, right? You really want this land because of the cattle. Not because you don't want to go into war, but Klal Yisrael going to be choshed you, so go and be the pioneers in front of the people. The Yisrael, ignore that you should be clean in everybody's eyes. B'neviyim minayin d'chshiv El Elohim Hashem V'Yisrael hu yada. Klal Yisrael knows. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, Klal Yisrael also have to know. They have to know that you're guiltless. B'ksuvim minayin d'chshiv U'motzachim v'seichel tov B'nei Elohim v'adam. You'll find chay not only in the eyes of God, in the eyes of people too. Gamliel Zuga Shal Rav Yossi Bar Rebbe Boom Ezehu HaMechuvah Shebekulam. Which is the best one of all these three psukim? Which one's the one that really pinpoints this lesson? Omer Leid Yisra Mekim Hashem Yisrael. There says Betheirish should be Naki from Hashem and Yisrael. The other ones could be Islam, they should be a nice guy, whatever. Here it says clear that's the idea that people Yisrael shouldn't be choshed you, and the whole Indian shows that. Okay. What? There's no tachin. Ah, yes, okay, I see. Kavot Bal Seir. That is long here. The Girsus Arambam, the Pargun Chofus, Orich the Chofu, Pen Yechzdu, Shehitmin Shamos Alishka. Can't have a hem, because it makes hide the money. May Oven Alishka, Yidei Shalokach Menon. People say he became poor either because he stole from the Lishka or became rich because he stole. Kavot Bal Seir. Right, guy with long hair. The Girsus Harambam Kavots with a base. For who Ani Shetoy Vemos, a money grubber. The Chay Nivel Lahon Kemo Kovitz Aliyat. The Fasrim Bekilin Big Day Tzemer Kemo Beshabes HaKilkilim Hoyu Mafridim HaNimos. They used to take the threads apart on his baggage. Shlo Yachshadu Shetomem Besochem, that he maybe he hid it in the weave. Midabrin HaYimo Kedei Shlo Yakmin Bepivshim. Put money in his mouth. The Yimalei Pumei Maya, Yimalei Piv Maya. The Gamkein Lo Yiyochel Lahat Min Befiv. He put water in his mouth. Mi Abracha Shesorach Levarach Al Haf Rasha. Kshemashkin Befiv Eino Yochel Levarach. The Efshel Salkan Letzad Acher. The Koshkein Kshepiv Molei Maya. So that's how he learns. The Chacham Tzvi learns differently. The Bracha means that we're afraid that he may swallow the water, and he won't make a bracha. So it's a bracha on the water that we're afraid of. Which one is the most clear that the limud is that you should be innocent in the eyes of people? The first one from the Torah. Okay.